Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I'm Attorney Khan from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I applied for my unemployment a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And the lady told me, because I was getting my last check, and she told me I had to call in and give my last amount, and then I had to refile all over again. So I'm trying to refile again.
Yes, sir. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I got my last check Friday, this Friday.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your Social Security number?
423-807-592.
That's gonna be 423-807-592.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is Terry Turner. My date of birth is 11/1/55, and mother's maiden name was Smith.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Well, I'm filing it today. I have one last week I filed. Well, I was going to file it last week, and the lady told me just to wait till I get my last one to refile. So I got my last one.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Have your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
The 10th, and then I went back and got my GED.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
The state's Alabama, and the number is 335-6603.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Did you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
The route number is 062-000019.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 062-000019.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
014-297-5867.
That's going to be 0142-975-867.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
229 Ina Lane, INA, Oxford, Alabama, 36203.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-283-1682.
And what is your email address?
DINGER 7592@hotmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be Dinger7592@hotmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, Dinger.
Dinger. Yes, sir, thank you. Your mailing address is 229 Anna Lane, Oxford, Alabama, 36203.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Which of the firm's street address is in Anniston? Have you ever lived at or been associated with? It's a 1001 Montview Road. It's a 1215 Old Downey Mill Road. It's a 251 Bucket Loop Bridge Road. It's a 430 Taylor's Chapel Road. Or it's a none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
430 Taylor's Chapel Road.
Which of the foreign colleges have you attended? It's at Mountain State College. It's at Northwestern Connecticut Community College. It's at Scottsdale Culinary Institute. It's at St. Andrews Presbyterian College. Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the foreign corporations have you ever been associated with? It's at Metro Vista Acquisition. It's at Plans. It's at Selected Arts. It's at Super Value Warehouse. Or is it none of the above?
Super Value.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No. I don't know what TRA is.
TRA means like a trade.
No, I'm a truck driver, but I don't know if that counts. I mean, I'm a truck driver. I know that.
Yes, sir. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Well, no, I haven't worked. I worked. My last day was December the 4th.
Yes, sir. You said that's going to be no. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be no. Okay. I'm just calling to redo this.
Yes, sir. What's the reason for your breaking your claim?
I got a furlough from work for 3 months.
Okay, you said you got a furlough for 3 months. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. From December the 4th till March the 4th.
Okay, you said from December the 4th to March the 4th?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 256-283-1682.
No, ma'am. That's the only phone number I got.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, because I'm still employed. And I have to be able, I have to be ready. If they call me back to work tomorrow, I've got to be able to go back in to work. So.
Yes, sir. And you said that's going to be no?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work.
Well, I mean, I can start seeking, but if I get another job and they call me back to my work, I'll have to quit. because, I mean, they told me I could draw my unemployment, so I'm a filing for it, but I'm still employed with FedEx Freight.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No, ma'am. First
in order to be, yes, sir. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, the days, and the shifts.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
Is that going to be yes or no? Okay.
Yeah, put
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What is your job title and description?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, you said you're a truck driver. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
With your job description, were you driving a tractor, trailer, truck to transport products, livestock, or materials to specific destinations?
Well, I'm a city driver. I deliver and pick up freight around the Anniston area.
Is that going to be the correct one?
Yeah. I drive an 18-wheeler.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Your temporary PIN number is 92555.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
9255.
Yes, sir. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works. Alabama.gov/VOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday. through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Did you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. What was that email you give me, Alabama Works?
Yes, sir. That's going to be Alabama Works with an S at the end. Dot Alabama, which is spelled all the way out. Dot gov. Slash VOSNET, which is spelled V like in Valerie. OS. NET slash.
Okay.
And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Oh, okay. And I do that every week or just go do that once?
Just do it one time.
Okay. Did y'all need my last pay stub?
Yes, sir. You have to be able to send in that information.
Okay, because I got it the other day. So I send it in on what I'm doing now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. I guess that's it. The lady just told me I had to do it again.
Oh, yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.